The reason that Janus words exist, because Jesus rose from the dead. So he says, if you save your life, you'll lose it. And if you lose your life, you'll save it. And so that's for most people who are not saved, they don't understand that. They can't grasp that concept, but only the saved people can hear that. And so the flesh mind looks at life from the flesh mind. The spirit mind looks at life from the mind of Christ. And so if you save your life, you can lose it in Christ. I mean, if you lose your life, you can save it in Christ. If you save your life, you're going to lose it because you're trying to do it in your own power. Those who believe in faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, they understand. If you save your life, you'll lose it because you can't save yourself. If you lose your life, you'll save it because you die to self, you run to Jesus, you get born again. God himself through Christ can save you. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you lose your life, you can save your life through Christ. If you try to save your life by being good enough, works-based salvation, you're going to lose your life. Those who save their life lose it. Those who lose their life save it when they run to Jesus. And so that's the oxymoron, it seems like. From the flesh mind, it looks contradictory, but from the spirit mind, it makes total sense because Jesus rose from the dead. It is finished in Christ. And so the reason Janus words exist is because Jesus rose from the dead. And from the flesh mind, it makes no sense. Can you hear what I'm saying? In calculus, there's this thing called the Laplace transform. And so the Laplace transform is an easier way to solve problems by moving from the time zone to the S zone. The S is what they call it. You move from T to S, you solve the problem in S and bring it back to T. And so from the spirit mind, it makes total sense. It's easy. We see through it. It's easy. From the flesh mind, trying to figure out from the flesh mind, it's complicated. It's hard. It makes no sense. And they scratch their head. The reason Janus words exist, and a Janus word is a word that can mean the exact opposite. It can mean one thing in one sentence, and it can mean another thing in another sentence, and it's the exact opposite. Why? Because you got the flesh versus the spirit. The flesh mind versus the spirit mind. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. The spirit mind says, give and it shall be given. The flesh mind says, take, 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 and keep, and keep, and keep. The spirit mind says, invest. The flesh mind says, gamble. You see, it's all about me, 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 me. The flesh mind is selfish. Spell it backward. It's right there in the word. The flesh mind, if you'd move the letters around, it's self. The spirit mind is not selfish. It's getting its power from God and letting God flow through you. And so the Janus words exist because Jesus rose from the dead. And the spirit mind of Christ is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. So all these people walking around unsaved, they will never grasp. Even the Bible says, even the angels look into it, look into salvation. The angels are looking into it, how you can be born again. It's something that only a human can experience. You must be born again because Jesus didn't take on the form of angels. He took on the form of a human. And he died for you. He went to the cross. My point is, you can only understand the deep spiritual truths if you have the Holy Spirit. And so I wanted to throw this out there. Janus words only exist because Jesus rose from the dead. If you give, somebody has to receive. And if you receive, somebody had to give. Why? Because there's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus spoke it all into existence, he scattered his word. Everybody's a piece cut off. And so he's given you eternal life, the lamb slain, but you have to receive it. The fact that he gives it means that some people are going to receive it. The fact that he initiated it, his elect are going to be saved. But the ones who reject, those are the tares, the wheat and the tares. And you can actually see it in their names. You can decode them by their names. Because this thing is forever settled. It's already written. His word is forever settled in heaven. The script is settled. Your calling is sure. Once you get saved, you have eternal life. That means eternity past, eternity future. It's always been. Your reality shifts from time to eternity. But these people who understand nothing of the Spirit, they will not even be able to hear you. And actually, they're going to fight against you. And everything you say that's truth according to the Scripture, they're going to say the opposite. So when you say faith alone and Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus, they're going to say, no, it's not faith alone, it's works. And they're going to deny Jesus paid it all. And they're going to try to be good enough. The reason a Janus word exists is because though you lose your life, you can save it. Or you try to save your life, you lose it. Though it sounds like an oxymoron to the flesh mind, it's not to the spirit mind. Though it sounds impossible, it's not, because Jesus rose from the dead. And the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. In other words, you can't understand reality without the cross. Without knowing what happened at the cross, you'll never even understand the languages. You can't understand reality unless you understand what happened at the cross.